You're listening to Max and Ivan's Sound Deals, an improvised podcast in which no one knows what they're selling until they're selling it.
You're listening to Sound Deals with Max and Ivan. Part of Incel, the Internet Selling Network.
Well, well, well. Here we are again in the warehouse, and Max, I see you've built three wells.
Yeah, well, built. Ivan, they pretty much built themselves. Yeah, overnight, I was enthused to discover that, essentially wells have formed. They were, you know, I was fortunate. I mean, when does a sinkhole become a well is a question that I've been asking myself this morning.
And what is the answer?
I guess when you put a bucket into it in an attempt to bring water up to drink.
Oh wow! So you've been drinking that?
I did say attempt. The buckets that I've been using they've not come back.
Right.
I've been dropping them down using a little length of rope that I was able to get my hands on.
Lovely.
I've been stashing under my nest, and but the bucket, I'm not quite sure what happens. I can feel a slight sort of tug, and then when I pull the rope back up, the bucket is gone. Although, as you can see here, there's a little bit of handle still just sort of there.
Interesting.
Slightly kind of wrenched.
A tug, you say?
Yeah, kind of. I hear a sort of distant kind of scrabbling sort of sound.
Wowzers.
Sometimes a high-pitched almost shriek. The bucket goes. So it's, you know, it's not...
So how many times have you done... How many buckets do you have?
Well, now, not many. Not many.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so whilst it's not a particularly useful water acquisition system, it is a brilliant bucket disposal system.
Ah, okay.
So if anyone out there has too many buckets, sling them my way, because...
We're obviously not allowed to say where this warehouse is.
No, but I mean, what I would say, especially with the third sinkhole, is just follow the smell.
It's pungent.
Yes, it is. But what is also pungent is the smell of crisp, fresh deals.
Oh, yes.
We're going to have plenty for you today, and I can't wait to get into them. Ivan, welcome back to the warehouse.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It feels good to be... Well, I was going to say it feels good to be back. It doesn't feel good to be back in this building. It feels good to be back with you, Max.
Yeah.
I missed you.
I missed you. Missed being the operative word, rising from the second well. Of course. Yeah, you've basically got the watery one, the misty one, and the smelly one. But from none of the three shall buckets return.
So do you get the same pull from all three?
I can't say if it's exactly the same pull, but it's a similar it's a similar kind of situation. An urgent tug, a sort of wrenching, pulling sound, and then either a high pitched shriek or in one case a very, very deep kind of guttural roar. Or moan. Anyway, sorry, we're getting sidetracked. Enough about my nonsense. How is life in the outside world?
Oh, it's good. It's very good. It's a bit exciting, actually.
Go on.
My ex-wife has been in touch.
This is wonderful.
Yeah. She's heard some of the episodes.
Amazing.
And she's texted me. I don't want to talk about it too much because obviously...
No, please do.
You know, we're on a podcast which she might listen to.
But assuming she doesn't listen to this episode...
Well, she might not because, you know, it took her a while
to get round to
listening to any of them. But she did text me. She said, "What's this about you hanging out with my mum?"
Yeah, absolutely. Lovely. She's interested.
In inverted commas, mum.
Right, okay. Funny nickname.
And then she said, "Be warned, Not sure she's who she says she is. Definitely not my mum.
Right. Okay. Now,
bit of fun.
Now, Ivan, I wouldn't say there's a great deal of ambiguity there. I mean,
bit of fun. We're just
okay. So you see,
we're starting up this. So you see, this is a text relationship.
Okay, so you see, this is a return to the sort of flirtatious, so I kind said, of back and forth badinage.
You know, how are you doing?
Okay.
And she said, seriously, I didn't want to contact you.
Right. So you ignored.
But
okay,
I am.
That was.
I'm very worried
that you you've been living in the house of a woman posing as your ex-wife's mother.
And I said, your mum's amazing. Did not realize she was in the Secret Service.
Yeah. So just as a quick refresher, so you after you and your ex-wife unfortunately split up.
Yes.
You moved in with this lovely, very welcoming woman.
Yeah, well, obviously I moved into the original warehouse.
Yes.
This is way back when.
But then, yes, this woman who you know by codename K.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, got in touch, introduced herself as your ex-wife's mother-in-law.
Yeah, she was concerned about me.
Yep.
Wanted me to come to her bungalow.
Yeah, and you, slept at the foot of her bed?
Yes,
yeah.
Slept at the foot of her bed.
Yep. Then she started to give you sort of pocket money.
Money
for your pocket, yeah, there's a difference. And now you and she tore some of the key war memorials.
Not the key ones, just all of them.
Sorry, all of
UK's war memorials.
Yes, in alphabetical order.
Yes.
To get.
Starting from K.
Starting from K, which is, of course, her nickname.
Was her code name.
Her code name, sorry, yes. In her undisclosed Secret Service job.
Very secret, because my wife, ex-wife,
yep.
She kept saying her mom definitely did not work in the Secret Service. Obviously something that she didn't divulge to her own
daughter.
So
in a way, that actually checks out.
Yeah,
right?
It does. It really does check out.
There's sort of no red flags there because, you know, what further proof do you need that someone was in the Secret Service?
It all makes sense.
A true professional would never reveal.
No. Obviously now she's retired, so she has told me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, that feels...
It checks out.
Yeah. And, I mean... Did you check in with your ex-wife about whether her mum has an affinity for chain Italian restaurants? Because as I recall, that was where you would tend to dine.
We do tend to dine in chain Italian restaurants, although we have been branching out to other chain restaurants.
Oh, go on.
We went to a Chiquito's.
Okay.
Recently.
Nice.
Which, but she did have the pasta.
Okay, so she's trying to... Was it just because there was no sort of... there was no Mexican. There was no Italian available.
There wasn't any Italian nearby, okay. so we had to go to a Chiquito's.
But order as close to Italian.
Yeah, we went for the pasta.
Okay, well, it's good that she's experimenting. I think we should maybe move back towards the central thesis of your ex-wife's message, which is
that we're reconnecting. Yes, well, absolutely.
I was just more the fact that she strongly feels
she just kept saying stuff like I'm worried about you, and I said, well, thank you so much. I worry about you as well.
But about, I mean, in terms of the message that she kind of quite unequivocally gave, where she said that's not my mum.
Yes, like that's not my mum that I recognise.
Because it's a different woman.
Well, I'm saying, look, you know, maybe you should like start spending a bit more time with her, rekindle, you know, what you've lost.
Okay, so that is a possible reading of it. It's not maybe the same reading that I sort of had.
Sure.
But obviously I don't know your ex-wife as well as you.
No, you don't.
I mean, have you ever seen any photographs of...
This is another Secret Service thing, no photos.
Wait, sorry, you've never seen any photos? You can't take any photos of Kay?
Of Kay, no. No photos are allowed to be taken.
What about the selfies that she takes of you both at every war memorial? What, I mean, how does that work?
She wears a mask.
just for the photos? Sorry, has this woman... have you neglected to mention that this woman is masked at all times?
She does wear a mask. It's a Mr. Bean mask.
She wears a Mr... She wears a Mr. Bean mask to take...
But it's just... just for, you know, her anonymity.
Okay, you described these selfies as respectful at these war memorials.
That's correct. Respectful memorials for her blog, which she will be publishing.
Yes, at the end.
Once we've visited all 68,000, if I remember rightly.
Yeah, and that's 68,000 selfies with her in a Mr. Bean mask.
That is correct. But under the mask, you must know that she is wearing a mournful sob, you know,
Is it, out of interest, is it one of those sort of cheap paper masks with Mr. Bean's face on it?
No. It's the real deal.
What, it's like a latex?
Yeah, it's a full 360 job.
Okay. So you can't even see her. So no, her
no,
hair.
No, no, no. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Just sort of almost eerily reminiscent of Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Well, again, if you're happy and safe, and you definitely seem to be happy, then that's good news.
Obviously, she's altered the mask a bit so that she can eat
at these restaurants.
At the restaurants.
So she's kind of, well, just sort of hacked it open.
Yeah, just sliced it open at the mouth a little bit.
Okay, so it kind of hangs loose a little and kind of presumably flaps in the wind slightly.
Yeah, a little.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm glad that you're still having a good time. And I'm glad that...
Having a great time.
...that there is, you know, conversation being rekindled in some way with your ex-wife.
Oh, it is rekindling, all right.
I would encourage you to keep chatting to her and maybe share some of the fine details you've shared with me.
Absolutely, will do.
Yeah, great. Wonderful.
All right. Well, I want to hear all about your week, but before we do that, should we launch into some amazing deals?
Let us launch.
The Kitten Mittens.
The Kitten Mittens. I was smitten with the Kitten Mittens.
Oh, the Kitten Mittens. We love the Kitten Mittens here at Sound Deals, and we can't thank Craig enough for this, because this, of course, is a listener product.
It is a listener product. Thank you so much for the Kitten Mittens. They were wonderful. They were adorable. They were a little bit dangerous, but they were a treat.
Talk me through the dangerous, Max.
Well, I mean, you may have attempted to gaffer tape a young cat to your hand.
No, because I haven't had to test the Kitten Mittens.
Ah, you haven't had to. You had the option.
I did have the option. But, you know, sometimes it's more exciting to hear about other people's experiences of the products as opposed to experiencing themselves.
Yes. Well, the person who shared the product with us,
Craig.
Yes, Craig. Craig is he wrote in saying he's a vet, and then at the bottom of his letter he writes brackets self-taught, which I think is wonderful.
Wow,
it's so inspiring that people can follow their passions and go their own path. And he has a theory that cats are, you know, beloved creatures.
Yes.
But it's been pointed out, not always the most affectionate.
No.
And that is because they don't naturally have the opportunity to bond with human beings.
Right, of course.
Now, Craig is also a fashion designer, brackets self-taught, and he combined his two... his two loves, his two professions, his two fields of expertise, I suppose you could say.
Yes.
And wanted to put to bed this sort of self-diagnosed problem with the feline community, whilst also designing a zhuzhy range of winter warmers.
Wowee.
Enter the Kitten Mitten.
And
I should clarify. And I will clarify. under no circumstances enter the kitten mitten.
No, please, guys.
You're wearing it wrong.
Yeah. There are instructions.
There are instructions. The kitten mitten simply goes atop and beneath one's hand.
Yeah.
Two kittens.
Two kittens per hand.
Per hand, yes. Yeah. A little bit of gaffer.
Yes.
Just to keep them in place. And then you're off.
Now. Couple of questions.
I think that probably wraps it up. So,
couple of questions.
Yeah, fire them over.
So does that mean when you buy the kitten mittens, you get four kittens?
You sure do.
And a roll of gaffer tape?
Yeah.
And does Craig come and tape you up, or do you have to find a way of doing it yourself?
Craig, no. Craig gives you a phone call.
Okay.
And just chats to you he's very chatty.
Oh, love it.
He's a chatty Cathy.
Chatty-catty.
Yeah. Absolutely. He's a chatty catty. He talks to you about his various veterinary adventures, uh-huh. His ideas for a new clothing range. I think he's just happy to, he'll talk to you about anything, really.
Wow. Well, that's nice.
Yeah, he's a lovely guy.
It's like an instruction manual with a personality.
Absolutely, and no real instructions. But but what do you need? I mean, you've got everything you need. Sometimes you don't want to overcomplicate things.
So obviously, a cat is for life. Yes. But a kitten...
A kitten is, well, the thing is, a kitten in my case was for 30 days.
Uh-huh.
A kitten in your case will be, and by you, I mean the Sound Deals listener.
Yes.
It will be for as long as a kitten remains a kitten. When they become a cat, Craig comes to your door and just takes them away.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So once they become a cat, but presumably they've formed this attachment to you, having spent so much time close to you. And this is Craig's theorem, right?
Yes, 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 yes.
But so, then he takes them away.
Well, the thing
so
is...
So you don't get to keep a cat.
No, but Craig does. Because basically, Craig is a huge cat lover and felt sad that the cats that he had weren't attached to him.
Right.
So I think he developed this technique himself.
And he's got a lot of kittens at the moment because they are breeding.
They're breeding and like mad.
And although he is, in theory, self-trained to neuter them,
he doesn't believe in neutering them.
He doesn't.
He thinks it's cruel.
Okay.
It's
cruel, yeah.
If anything, he encourages them to... to breed.
He encourages them.
Yeah. I mean, they don't need loads of encouragement. It's what comes naturally. But he does encourage. He just creates, you know, the right sort of...
Environment.
Plays relaxing music. And things. Will come sometimes sort of spray the sort of pheromones around that encourage, you know, cats to feel amorous.
Okay.
But look, we're drifting off topic.
Which is what he does on the phone calls, presumably.
Yeah. I've picked up some of his kind of conversational tics, I think, because, I mean, he was reluctant to hang up, really. We were basically chatted for a month. So I heard him getting up to all sorts of mischief in his veterinary studio / fashion atelier.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You order the kitten mittens.
Yes.
In the post, you receive four kittens.
Yep. Now, Craig assures me... He assures me that this is basically fine. That's a quote from him, basically fine.
Yeah, you know, the next day delivery.
I mean, all he said to me was, were they alive? And I said, yes. And he went, okay. So I think he's basically had it with.
Right.
And rightly so. Listen, who among us don't feel that we're a little bit coddled these days?
Mm-hmm.
When we grew up, you know, this was pre-smartphones, pre-internet. You'd go out, you might scuff your knee, you'd play football with a stranger. You know, proper life. Nowadays, everything's, you know, too dangerous, this, that, and the other. Craig's had enough.
Fair enough.
Back in the day, you could post four kittens to somebody and no one would bat an eyelid. Nowadays, who knows? Basically, he he's just going for it. He doesn't yet have what he calls the licensing to post these cats. But he thinks that, you know, 'tis better to beg for forgiveness than ask for approval.
So, but once they reach cat age, Craig will come to your house and pick them up.
Yes.
Okay, so he's not expecting you to go to the post office and try and put four grown cats in a box.
No!
And send them off.
No. He just comes, picks them up in his horse and cart, and basically just takes them takes them back to takes them back to his studio.
Also, I believe he doesn't want people to know where he lives.
No, which is really difficult because, as I say, he does travel via this this sort of horse and cart contraption. So, in order to try and remain anonymous, he's painted it camouflage.
Okay.
And when I say it,
the horse.
I'm not just talking about the cart. No. It's a real full camo situation. You've got the horse, you've got the cart, you've got Craig himself.
But luckily he's a self-taught vet, so he knows how to paint horses.
Yes, he does indeed. He's a vet and a fashion designer. That bit comes very easily to him. But yeah, he turns up, he'll be in full camo and wearing a sort of, I suppose you'd call it a camo balaclava, really.
A camoclava?
Yes, a camoclava. And that's just his way of ensuring that, you know, he remains anonymous.
Okay, so let me backtrack a bit. You ordered the kitten mittens.
Yes.
You get a phone call from Craig.
They arrive in the post.
You get a phone call from Craig.
No, you phone him.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, so he lets people know what his phone number is.
Yeah, it's just written, handwritten on the inside of the box.
Okay. You call him.
Yeah.
He asks, first of all, are they alive?
No, he only asks if you raise any doubts. That's what he kind of cuts you off there. That's the only thing you won't really be drawn on.
Sure.
Conversationally, he's very up for chatting, but yeah, he's had enough of that.
Now, we presume they are.
Alive?
Yes.
Of course they are.
Yeah,
I
great.
Mean, yeah, I presume they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he talks you through, kind of, in a roundabout way, whilst talking about his life, how to gaffer tape
cats. He just says, pop them on. That's...
Okay.
That's the extent of his...
You
just pop them on.
Once you've managed to get one on...
Yes.
I.e. two cats on one hand.
Yep.
How do you go about getting two cats on the other hand once you have two cats on your hand?
Well, you, my friend, have made a rather fatal error.
Oh.
One which I made the first time.
Okay.
It's basically... The optimum order is thus.
Okay.
It's basically, it's one on top on each hand.
Ah, to begin with.
Yeah. That gives you the most movement of both. So basically, yeah, it's one up top on the forearm, then another up top on the forearm. Then if you want, you can kind of place your hands against one another and those cats can chat to one another.
Lovely.
Once they get acclimatized to you, they may treat your arm as a little bit of a scratching post.
But they're kittens.
It's fun. It's fun for them. And then you still have full free range to go and grab your next furry pal.
Okay.
And then it all comes down to the fourth and final kitten.
Yes.
Yes. So my top tip for that is save, and you might find this difficult, save the most docile of the of the pack until last.
Okay.
Because that docility really will come into play when you just pop them on. But yeah, otherwise it's just a roll of gaffer around the cats. And then on they go.
So you've got your kitten mittens on.
Yes.
You're feeling warm.
Yeah.
You're feeling loved, maybe, or they're growing to love you.
They are growing to love
you. Now the cats, they're living animals. You have to feed them.
You do indeed.
And they go to the toilet.
They do indeed. Any questions?
So is that why you've got two litter trays which you're kind of resting your elbows in.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. You don't notice them after a while. I've forgotten I had them.
Sorry.
Yes. It's a sort of, well, basically it's the litter tray. Yeah, you rest your elbows in the corner so that, you know, the cats are free to go about their business at a convenient angle for you. And then you'll notice there's a sort of pole on the other corner with a kind of drinking fountain type thing for the cat. And a sort of mechanized food dispenser.
Okay. And I've noticed that you've been using that as well.
It's just easier at this point. I mean, listen, I'm so warm and so comfortable in this situation.
You don't really want to move.
No. I mean, I'll move around, but if I want to eat, I'll sit and I'll get a little bit of water and maybe even with my nose just activate the button and treat myself to a bit of you know, chicken and nourishing marrow bone jelly.
That sounds delicious. Wonderful. And then what happens if you want to do anything else?
What like?
You know, drive a car.
Well, I mean, listen, that hasn't been a problem for me.
No, that's very true.
Give my work. I mean, I asked Craig that and his advice was just go for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's very gung-ho, isn't he?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, it's certainly a fashion statement.
It is indeed, yeah.
And do you feel that after, you know, your 30 days, the kittens were more attached to you emotionally?
Well, certainly physically, because, I mean, yeah, the...
Yeah.
You have to gaffer fairly tightly.
Right. But you know, obviously... This whole adventure for Craig was because cats were maybe slightly emotionally distant.
Yes.
And ignored you. Once you de-gaffered them from your hands, what were they like?
Well, it's actually quite... I wondered that myself. I was keen to see the results. But basically, Craig came in quite quickly. Again, worried about being spotted, I think. Came in with just a little pair of scissors, just sort of nicked the gaffer tape off, grabbed the cats, stashed them kind of within his kind of giant camo sort of fur coat that he's wearing.
Okay. Yeah, I know the type.
Yeah,
like a big parka.
Yeah, exactly. Plenty of pockets, and I think for plenty of cats, I suspect. And they certainly seemed attached to him. You know, emotionally.
Wow.
It was, hard to properly know.
Almost like he was saving them and they felt a relief.
Yeah, I think that's probably what it was. But before I could check, Craig had clip-clopped away.
Wow.
Down the street.
Okay, fair enough. And then is Craig up for any more chats once you've finished your kitten mitten experience?
Yeah, completely.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he'll happily post you some more, and this.
Oh, we'll keep going.
Yeah. This can go on ad infinitum.
Wow.
And he'll just he'll kind of talk you through his kind of daily routine and his, you know, his plans for the future.
So I guess my final question is for the Sound Deals listener: how much does this cost?
It's free.
What a steal!
Well, this is it. We don't know where the cats... We don't know where Craig...
Well, we don't know where the original cats...
We don't know where the original cats came from.
But Craig, he really is quite something of a cat breeder.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. But yeah, what a steal indeed. What a character Craig is. What a talented talented fashion designer. I mean, he tells me he's learning to juggle. So that will...
Self-taught.
Yeah, indeed. Very much self-taught. Another string to his bow.
Wonderful. Well, get yourself some kitten mittens today.
You really can't afford not to.
Feedback potatoes.
Feedback potatoes.
Yum, yum, yum. Get in my tum. It's the feedback potatoes.
And you're right to say yum three times, Ivan, because if you were to consume something only once, you might say yum. But if you had the ability to eat it multiple times,
ooh,
you might say yum, yum. And indeed, if you're feeling ambitious, thrice yum. And that is what the feedback potato is all about.
Talk me through it, Max.
Okie doke. Food. We love it, yes?
Oh, it's the best. It's often tastes great, but really, we need it to live on.
We do. It's fun, it's useful, but there is, or has been up until now, an enormous flaw in that food has historically been single use.
Mm.
Now, the feedback potato.
Yes.
Finally addresses one of the biggest problems in the food game. It's wasteful. You can only ever eat food once.
It's rubbish.
Does that feel responsible in this day and age?
No, not at all.
Oh, what are you doing there? Just creating something that will then be destroyed.
It's just like single-use plastic.
Exactly. Which is weirdly what it's made of.
Delicious.
Yeah, absolutely. Delicious and nutritious.
Is it nutritious?
I hadn't finished the sentence.
Sorry.
Are not specifically things that the feedback potato claims to offer in the handbook that comes with it. What it is potato shaped.
Yes.
Easily fits into the mouth.
Now, when you say potato shaped, obviously, when you're eating a potato, you don't necessarily eat a full potato.
No.
In one go.
No, not necessarily. Which is why the feedback potato has a few options.
Great.
Yeah, you've got various potatoes. I mean, the first one was a new potato.
Lovely, small.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a new potato-shaped item. It's painted to resemble a new potato. And you very simply, you can heat it up in the microwave if you like.
Can you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And it gives off a sort of potato-esque scent.
Ah.
And then after that, you simply pop it on your plate.
Yes.
You take your custom knife and fork, which it comes with, because it's important not to damage the item cutting it up. So basically, the fork just attaches to the slightly magnetic paint that the feedback potato is made of.
Yeah.
Pop it into your mouth. You can sort of gently have a chewing experience.
Yeah.
A chew style experience, as they style it.
Yeah, I guess you encourage your saliva glands to start working.
Oh, you give them a right royal day out, and then you swallow it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know about you, but I chalk that up as one delicious meal.
Great.
Yeah. Your body will enjoy the experience of eating.
Yes.
In many, many of the key ways.
I presume you feel full.
You absolutely do, because you've got a lovely potato style item in your body. And then, you know, in 3 to 6 hours,
okay,
you get the chance to do it all again.
That's quite quick.
I've just got quite a fast metabolism.
Fair enough.
That's nothing to do with the. That's nothing to do with the potato.
Sure. So, am I right in saying, would you go to the toilet, then fish out the feedback potato from the loo,
now,
give it a wash, and then pop it back in the microwave?
No, I suppose one. Ivan, firstly, I thank you not to lower the tone here on Sound Deals. Secondly, you don't fish anything out.
Okay.
Because you don't need to fish it out, because there is an additional wearable element.
I was going to ask about this, what looks like a colander, really.
Well, yes, they call it the mesh, and it can be worn in various ways. It can be kept within the trouser area at all times, worn as a sort of nappy adjacent item.
Okay.
It is made of the same material as a kind of colander, but it's a bit finer. It's important not to sit down when wearing it.
Of course.
Because you don't want to damage it, and it doesn't want to damage you, and both things are possible. I will say that. And then basically, or alternatively, you can wear, and this is a stylish way of doing it that I took to.
Oh.
You can also, for a small additional fee, acquire some feedback potato chaps, which... which just mean that the mesh can breathe free and easy. But look, we don't need to focus. We don't need to focus overly on the mesh, I don't think. All I'd say is, you know, when the time comes, be it 3 hours, be it six, be it 12, we all move to the beat of our own drum. Because you do get a drum. Which is just, it's mainly a bit of fun, but you are encouraged to bang on the drum.
Yeah.
As you sit and make your bowel movement.
Now, do you pop the chaps on when you feel that movement coming? Or?
No, you wear the chaps all. you wear the chaps day in, day out. It okay. just means that the mesh looks and feels more part of your outfit. And basically, without going into too many specific details. The reason you have the drum is that when the time comes and you are sat upon your throne,
okay.
With the mesh, within the bowl as it naturally sits.
Right.
Depending on the consistency of one's movement,
yeah.
there might be an element of shaking that needs to take place uh-huh. to just basically sieve through the mesh to ensure that all you're left with is the potato. And a fun way of shaking is if you've got a drum, you hold it in one hand, you bang the drum
yes.
with the little mallet that it comes with, it gives you a lovely rhythm and also creates a natural shaking effect.
How about that? So once you've shaken your non-feedback potatoes through the mesh.
Yes.
I mean, is there any point where...
Sorry, are you suggesting that you'd eat non-feedback potatoes as well as feedback potatoes at the same time?
My apologies. So are feedback potatoes a replacement for all food?
I mean, they're not legally allowed to call themselves a replacement for all food, but they do encourage you to replace as much food as you can with a feedback okay. potato.
So how much food did you replace?
Well, luckily, given the food that I have available to me currently in my home within the Sound Deal studio, it's been a very the benefits of fasting have been oft reported. So that's actually something I've been able to experiment a lot with
Wonderful.
Recently.
Wonderful.
I don't know if you remember, I had a slight infraction a couple of weeks ago.
You did.
With the Sound Deals, the people who patrol the warehouse, when I'd balled up my socks in the incorrect manner. It was left within right as opposed to right within left. And as a result, the rations were, you know, true to their word, duly rationed. So the feedback potato came in at a wonderful time, really.
Well, that's so great. I'm glad to hear it. Now, you say they come in a variety of forms.
Yes.
So small potato.
Yes, indeed.
New potato, even.
Indeed.
And you can't chew it, though, can you?
Well, you can gently masticate.
Gently masticate.
You work your gums. The saliva glands get a real workout.
I feel like swallowing a baby potato, even though it was gently masticated.
And covered in saliva.
Covered in saliva. Mm-hmm. Would still be quite difficult to... You know, go down the throat.
Well, I mean, if you think that, you would really struggle with the baked potato. which is another of the options. Now, the baked or jacket potato.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, wow, wow. A big old meal.
Now, you need to work up to that, surely.
You do. I wouldn't say it's for beginners, but I would say once you've got it in you, it is satisfying.
Okay.
You are full. You are content. You're proud of yourself.
And I just want to check. Does it break down into smaller parts than just this one large baked potato?
Well, the incredible and brilliant thing is that no, it doesn't. It stays exactly as it is.
Incredible.
Which means you get that full baked potato experience every single time. Now, it's a different experience to that of a regular non-feedback baked potato, but the team behind it feel that in so many ways it's a superior product.
So I guess you train yourself to be able to swallow it. Yeah, you can work your way up in various the other feedback potatoes.
You need to do a couple of things. Firstly, you need to develop the lack of gag reflex of a trained sword swallower, which is a great skill to have, and it's one for the CV. Secondly, and perhaps a little more difficultly, it's ideal to be able to kind of distend your jaw in the manner of an adder. Now, it's not essential, but it does help with the baked potato.
Yeah, and I feel like I saw you eating it once, and you were kind of just stood upright, looking up to the ceiling, kind of just jumping very vigorously up and down, up and down, really trying to force it, letting gravity help you.
Absolutely. Well, the thing is, as you're working your saliva glands into a frenzy, you do not want to make the rookie error of looking down, because then you lose all that precious, precious saliva. It will emerge through the corners of your mouth, no matter how tightly you feel the jack of potato is wedged in, and it potato wedged in. It's best to look up. It's best to jump up and down. It's best to really, really open that jaw and just let it in.
Wonderful. And then may I ask about letting it out?
Now. To quote Jurassic Park, nature finds a way. I think the quote was actually life finds a way. I forget. Either way, it found a way.
Wonderful. Well, I think that's all we need to know about that, to be honest. So when you buy the feedback potatoes, yes, obviously it's a cost of £25, and you get a set, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You get new potato, you get jacket potato, as I mentioned, you get wedges. I'd start on those if I were you. And you get mash.
And you get mash.
Yeah, you get mash.
Okay, how does that work?
Well, that's basically a sort of, you'd think it would be the easiest thing to consume. But I would pray caution. I'd say it's actually harder than the jacket potato. And that's just something I would, as someone who road tested this for 30 nourishing days, I would advise, don't make the same mistake I did. It's certainly a sort of easier consistency, because it has the glorious kind of softness of mashed potato.
Yeah.
Albeit it's sort of a plastic bag full of some kind of industrial. I'm not really sure.
And I guess you do have to eat it all in one.
Well, this is
go.
It. That's the thing. That's where it differs.
It's like eating a bean bag or something.
It's exactly like eating a bean bag. Yeah, exactly. A delicious bean bag coated in this sort of magnetic paint.
Of course, I forgot about the magnetic paint. And the set does come with the cutlery, which is gorgeous.
Yeah, the cutlery is gorgeous. You pay a little bit extra for the chaps, but the mesh does come as standard. So you get an awful lot for £25.
You do get a lot. And obviously it's reusable. It's good for the planet. It's good for you.
Yeah, absolutely. The potato, the feedback potato is reusable. Although I should point out that the chaps and the cutlery do degrade very quickly and have to be replaced on a daily basis.
Well, that makes complete sense, to be honest.
The feedback potato. Dinner is served.
Max, are you okay? You seem to...
They kindly let me keep the... I asked for the wedges, but they said they needed them back. But the jacket potato.
So is that what you're kind of squatting and getting ready for right now?
And just... You never quite know when it will decide to...
Right.
So I'm just being prepared, really.
Okay.
But if you could pass the drum.
Okay.
The drum costs extra.
It's time for Brambassador, where we're joined by an extra special guest who's vlogging something cool.
Ivan, great news. We are not alone in the Sound Deals warehouse.
Ah, the producers have finally given you someone to look over you as you sleep, I understand.
Yes, that is the case, although that sort of figure isn't one that I'm able to interact with.
No.
Stands silently atop a kind of sort of moving platform.
And that's just to make sure that you don't leave.
Yes. Yeah. But we don't, it's not so much a kind of intrapersonal relationship. It's more just a practical one, just making sure that I'm not.
Okay, great.
Not trying to, you know, I'm just focusing on my job.
But it's nice. It's nice that they're there in the background.
And I thank them for it every hour on the hour. But that is good news. And as I'm not currently, and I have to do that despite the fact that I'm asleep, because that's obviously I've trained myself to thank them in my sleep,
which is good because to begin with, you were having to wake up every hour.
Yes. And then I was reprimanded for not being asleep. It's important to be asleep and it's important to be thankful. So anyway, whilst that is great, we're slightly off topic. We are not alone in the Sound Deals warehouse because it is Brand Ambassador O'Clock.
Oh, my favourite time of the week.
My favourite time of the week also. And we are joined by a very special Brand Ambassador. He is a comedian. He is an actor. He is a writer. He is one third of the Penny Dreadfuls. And he is 100% of David Reed. It is David Reed. Welcome to the Sound Deals warehouse.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I wasn't expecting it to be so drafty, but I'm quite enjoying it.
Is it drafty? I don't notice.
It's drafty. It's damp.
Is it?
It's a combination of many senses that on paper seem unpleasant, but you do get used to it, David.
When you combine them all, the exact levels of damp and the exact draftiness, it becomes something quite earthy and it takes me back into myself somehow. Not in a literal sense, but in more of a spiritual way.
Yeah, you do. You really do retreat into yourself after a while here, I find.
That's right. I don't want to retreat into myself in any physical sense, and luckily it's not doing that to me. But I am feeling very refreshed by my visit here.
Wonderful. Now, if I tried to retreat into myself physically, I do again get reprimanded by the member of staff.
Quite right. That's something to do in your own time.
Exactly. And as and when I have that again, I'm sure I will. But thank you so much for joining us, David. Despite your eminent comedy career, you are here in a different capacity. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. Yes, I'm here as something of an entrepreneur. It's a sideline I have when I'm not writing things down and then saying them. Sometimes I write things down and then make them. So
yes. I love it.
And we love entrepreneurship here at the Sound Deals Warehouse. And you wrote it down and you made it. You are here in your capacity as inventor of this wonderful product.
That's absolutely correct. Yes, I'm very proud of it. I think it's got almost universal appeal, and I'm really excited for you to share this journey with me today.
You are completely right to be proud of it, David, and you're completely right about its universal appeal. So let's stop beating around the bush. The product that David Reed is bringing to the Sound Deals warehouse today is none other than...
the WWW machine.
That's right, yes. And I think it speaks for itself, really, what its applications are. Let me pitch it to you very briefly, guys. The WWW machine... It was inspired by my time spent on the World Wide Web. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Okay.
You might know it as the Information Superhighway.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Invented
by Al Gore.
That's right. Yes, that's right. He invented it, but luckily it is now public domain, so we can now start using it ourselves and repackaging it in ways. And what the machine specifically does... is that it basically acts as a reader of the World Wide Web for you, so that you can browse and use the internet when you are otherwise doing other things, for instance, the washing up or maybe driving your car. It not only reads out texts, by the way, it's not only going to be able to vocalize all of Twitter or all of Wikipedia for you, it will also describe GIFs for you. It will describe videos frame by frame for you. It only does frame by frame at the moment. You have to get a description of the entire frame. We're working on that, but it's a slow process to to get through the whole of YouTube. But the WWW machine, it's the early days and it's already paying dividends. I mean, people across the world are mad for it.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree. I mean, I was absolutely mad for it. It was installed in the warehouse where I am based exclusively at the moment.
Can I ask what website you went to first? It's interesting what people try and use it for.
I didn't know I was going to be asked that question, David.
I'm sorry. Is it a personal question?
What
website did you go to third? Let's try that.
Could we go for the sixth website?
Sixth is also useful to us. Less useful for the market research, but also still useful.
Yeah, I did attempt to watch a show on Netflix.
Difficult.
Well, it was, but in many ways, it gave me a greater insight into the television series Breaking Bad than perhaps I would have done had I watched it in fast motion. Because what I got was this incredibly ornate, quite florid description of the opening scene, the opening frame. Sorry,
it's the opening frame, and then you will get a similar description for frame two.
Yes.
And then frame three. I often skip ahead because often establishing shots of scenery. Oh, there's a skip button. Did you not see the skip button? You can skip ahead briefly. If you skip too far, an advert will pop up and you will have to watch that for 8 to 24 minutes. But after that, you can then continue watching Breaking Bad with the florid description, as you say. I mean, some people just like a brief description of what's going on. There is a desert, a man stands in it, something like that. No, what the WWW machine is specifically is a poet. And it's incredibly good at describing a desert in 4 or 5 paragraphs for every frame.
Absolutely. Do you know what? I wish I'd got to the desert scene. Having watched for 30 days, you may or may not know. Remember, Breaking Bad. I mean, when you start it, it begins with just a blank screen.
There
were some extraordinarily poetic descriptions of that blank screen, which I really really enjoyed and really kind of wallowed in, I suppose, over the darkness, a darkness that bespeaks eternity from before the dawn of man until long after entropy hath claimed the universe.
Sometimes the algorithm decides another verse is necessary.
Yes.
The description hasn't been florid enough. The floridity factor can go up from anywhere from 0.3 to a staggering 8 million. It's an incredibly versatile machine, and we're still ironing out some of the kinks in it. You know, some people our critics have said that, you know, it actually means it takes longer to get through the internet than previous. But I personally think they're just...
Well, I mean, to quote the WWW machine on day 9 of the blank screen, what is time?
Right. Right. I mean, it's a deeper understanding of the internet that you gain through it. It's not broad, it's deep. And I think that's what we need now. I think the internet has become too shallow, too flimsy. And so I think a greater depth and understanding and a slow loss of our own mental capacity as well is what we need as a species.
Yeah. Well, I think we all agree that we live in this rather unhealthy age of instant gratification. Right. And what we're often missing out on is prolonged lack of gratification, or in some cases, no gratification at all.
Right. To feel like we are locked into a cycle we cannot escape from as we are slowly described the same image over and over and over again over a series of days until we can no longer remember who we are or how we turn this damn thing off. And it's that experience that we're really trying to convince people they need in their lives.
Oh, well, I mean, I need no convincing whatsoever. I was absolutely, I was absolutely hooked on the experience. And yeah, every website I tried, yeah, from the first five websites, whatever they were. Yeah,
we don't need to go into that.
No. To, yeah, to Breaking Bad, which I was unable to turn away from because I just desperately wanted to know what happened next in this black screen. It was an engrossing experience. And yeah, I was pulled ever deeper into it.
Well, also, what a great way to extend those TV series that you know you love and want to experience for longer. You know, it takes a while to watch all of Breaking Bad, but it takes a lot longer to experience it via the WWW machine.
Well, it's quite a humbling experience, actually, to start a Netflix series knowing that it will outlive you. You will never get to the end of, I'll be honest, a single episode. It will. The WWW machine will be describing this series to your long-rotted corpse long after you're gone. I mean, the responsibility of listening to it will be passed to your children and your children's children until simply getting through Breaking Bad becomes an experience, a multi-generational experience.
And that is a contractual obligation, isn't it?
Yes. Absolutely. That is in the T's and C's when you click play in the first place, yes. Once you start the WWW machine, let me describe. I mean, Max, you've not described the actual process, but it is actually plugged into your central cortex and into the base of your spine, actually, through the seat you're in. And so you cannot remove
three little holes, as the manual says.
That's right, three little holes. One in either side of the head, one in the base of the spine, and you are like a plug yourself. We thought that would be comforting for people to become a plug. You cannot remove it once you press play. So
no siree.
There's very much a sort of abandon feeling that is very comforting in that. There is absolutely nothing you can do to stop this.
No, well, you give yourself over to the experience in a way where things are so fragmented. You know, it is something you give yourself over. There is a sense of abandonment, and yet, as you mentioned, you can do the washing up at the same time.
Right. Right. You're recording this podcast whilst Breaking Bad is slowly being described to you frame by frame, as you can
see. Yes.
And that will never stop now. That is your inner monologue from here on in.
And Max, could you just let us know where you are right now in Breaking Bad?
Well, I mean, it's actually, I didn't want to detract from this conversation, but I was actually getting a little bit distracted because, and this is a spoiler alert to anyone who hasn't seen Breaking Bad.
But the first couple of frames.
Well, basically, the black frame is giving way to something or other. I can't really see. In the bottom left-hand screen, there is basically what it's been described as a faint outline.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Okay.
I mean, you've spent so long with that black screen, you're probably a little bit frightened now. But I would suggest really just give yourself over to it and you will feel euphoric very soon.
I have absolutely no doubt. And, you know, if I'm going to feel euphoric, I can only imagine what my children and my children's children will feel as and when
they're introduced to Jesse and Skyler and all sorts
who?
Of characters that you what? Will never get to. You will simply never, never get to.
Oh, it's got characters. This is wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Incredible. Well, this is a device that makes you very materially aware. It makes you aware of what you have. It makes you grateful for experiences. Mm. It breaks down this kind of atomized surface level, kind of glossy, hollow thing that we've come to take for granted and turn it into something quite profound. If I may say, a little bit painful every so often when you just get a little buzz from one of the three prongs that are within you.
I mean, I'm using the system right now as well. And I didn't go onto Netflix. I accidentally actually clicked on a GIF of Michael J. Fox playing guitar. And that's been my lived experience for 20 years now because a GIF never ends.
Ivan, three little holes. Are you tempted to join the party?
Oh, I'm awfully tempted. But obviously, we only have one product here that can be used for sound.
I can send you a freebie
presented.
If you'd like.
You're all right, you know, David. I want those products to be for the Sound Deals listeners, and they really ought to. Dig in, plug on, and enjoy.
Dig in, plug on, and enjoy.
That's what it says on the box.
David, thank you so much for sharing the WWW machine with the Sound Deals Warehouse.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure and a distraction from the screaming in my head.
And that is all we have time for this week. Thank you, as ever, for joining us here at the Sound Deals Warehouse.
And thank you to our special brand ambassador, David Reed.
Thank you so much, David. It was a pleasure having you.
And thank you to the Sound Deals listeners for emailing in to sounddeals@maxandivan.com with your amazing products. We love to sell them, and Max loves to test them.
I love to test them, and I love to get out there and deliver them.
Oh, and is that what you're up to now?
Yes, it is. I've got a bit of a backlog because it's... I don't know if you ever encountered this. Obviously, you know, the two contractual obligations sometimes come into a little bit of conflict. In as much as
I know what you're saying,
you're testing something for 30 days, but equally you are obliged to deliver all these items on a next day basis.
And it really is next day.
It is next day,
regardless of where you are.
We pride ourselves that next day, regardless of what you are, of where you are, or what you are, we don't.
Sound Deals team doesn't discriminate.
It does not discriminate against the listeners.
Oh yes, of course,
but that's fine.
So where are you going off now?
Well, I mean, as you can see from this sort of map, I've got quite a few locations.
That's quite intense. But you know what? I'm not fazed by it because I'm used to some crazy train journeys myself.
Train would be nice, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. But I guess you don't have the luxury of a train. You have to just slap those concrete shoes on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how are you getting on with the bike that you were trying to assemble?
Well, you know, it hasn't quite worked out as a bicycle.
Okay.
But I'm keeping the constituent parts on hand. I think it's possible they might have some other uses.
Ah, interesting. And I understand that after your little sojourn away, your restful break,
yes,
away from the away from everything.
Yeah.
The Sound Deals producers are eager to keep closer tabs on you. So what does that actually mean when you do go and deliver stuff?
It feels almost like a bit of a promotion in a sense that they want to keep closer tabs on me.
Congratulations.
I'm flattered. Thank you. It just means that as I am sort of, you know, making my way around town, there is a gentleman on a sort of, you know, those kind of, it's basically like one wheel and then they stand on it.
Yes, I think they're called hoverboards.
Hoverboards, yeah.
Yes.
It's just a gentleman on a hoverboard. They travel quite silently.
They are silent. They do go fast, but obviously I presume you go fairly slow.
I meant the gentleman who...
right, not the hoverboards.
Yeah, no, that makes a kind of low, almost moaning sound, which I think is a choice. I think they can turn it off and that it naturally is a very, very stealthy vehicle. But no, it will be a silent gentleman.
So, you literally get followed everywhere you go.
Which is lovely.
But they are power assisted by a hoverboard.
Yes.
You are, of course...
power assisted by my sweet, sweet legs.
So for the Sound Deals listener at home, if they choose to buy something, they can expect to see you the next day.
Yes, indeed.
With your concrete shoes.
Yes.
Holding your bike elements.
Elements, yeah, indeed. Which I've got, I think I can, yeah, we'll see.
Followed by a Sound Deals producer, presumably masked, as they always are.
Obviously, yeah.
Yes. Just silently there to ensure that you don't go away.
Big smile, I presume.
And should you accidentally veer away from the prearranged route, what might happen should you accidentally do that?
Well, I have certainly not veered. I've done no veering.
Mm-hmm.
But it was made clear to me in just a sort of fun little video that they played me when I returned that it's stick to the mission, really.
Okay, I've not seen the video myself.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, it's long.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting because the longer the video is, and it really is long, the greater the backlog of products is, which makes the urgency all the more. So
yes.
It's quite a clever way of reinforcing one of our brand values, which is that the products will be delivered next day.
Yes. Well, look, I really feel like I oughtn't to keep you any longer here chatting. Because...
Oh, no, that's fine. Because basically, whilst we're doing this, the accompanying gentleman isn't here. So it's...
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's...
I see. So we could chat for longer here.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be kind of... observed.
No, I mean, I presume we're being observed.
But... Oh, I mean, I'm sure there are cameras.
But yeah, it's a different thing. But as you say, I do need to keep on trucking. Truck would be good.
What a truck, yeah.
But yeah, that's where I be, and that's the plan.
Well, I wish you all the best, Max. And I can't wait to see you next week. I'd hang out for longer, but I do have to get moving.
Where are you?
I'm just gonna spend some more quality time with my ex-wife's mother.
Yeah, the masked figure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Different mask, obviously, to my producers.
Yes. Yeah, completely different. I mean, you know, I guess our Sound Deals producers, it's a bit reminiscent of...
I mean, a stormtrooper. Or...
Yes, yeah. Yes. I was going to say, what was that hit Netflix TV show?
Sex Education. Yeah. Sort of a cross between a stormtrooper and kind of Gillian Anderson, I suppose, is how you would.
Yeah, it does have hair.
Yeah, and beautiful cheekbones.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is very different from the latex Mr. Bean cuts open at the mouth.
Yeah, but I suppose we'll both be hanging out with masked individuals.
Yeah.
Identity somewhat unknown in both cases.
Well, I mean, it's my ex-wife's mum.
Yeah, she says, yeah.
Yeah, well, and I mean, why would I presume anything else?
It's a good question. Well, wish you all the best. Looks like we've both got a fine night ahead of us.
Oh, we certainly do. Oh, sorry, what? What's that sound?
Oh, is that recall? Is there?
That's strange.
I didn't realise they were... Okay.
I guess we'll rattle through those and then we'll get back to our masked individuals.
Fabulous.
Pocket trap.
The pocket trap didn't function as a trap. So in that sense, it was actually a trap.
So are we recalling this item?
Yes, it was made of asbestos.
Okay, apologies.
Pop-up boaster.
It turns out that the pop-up that you end up boasting about is not suitable for public consumption.
Homework box.
Ah, yes, the box that you pop your homework in and out it comes, finished for you. Unfortunately, the child that lives in the box needs to be fed. We are recalling the item.
And hopefully replacing him with a less lazy child.
The Funipal.
The Funipal, your friend at any funeral, unfortunately died.
So whoever currently has him, please, we're recalling him so that we can have a funeral for him.
Yes. Who's going to attend it is anyone's guess.
Sound Deals is created by Max and Ivan. If you have a product you wish to sell, email sounddeals@maxandivan.com.